Welcome to the Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report. I'm your host, Jay Essie, from the Muskie Shop and the Muskie 360 Podcast, covering the week up to Thursday, July 16th here in north central Wisconsin, specifically the area in and around Oneida Vice County. This past week has seen incredible heat in the Northwoods with some days well into the 90s. That has obviously brought a massive spike in water temps. This week we have Northwoods guide and multi-time tournament winner, Matt Raley, to the report. Matt, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Jay. This week, like Jay was saying, really hot weather. I personally canceled all my muskie trips. Most every lake in Vilas, Oneida County is above 80 degrees. Mm-hmm. So with that kind of that 80 degree threshold of kind of safe fishing water temperatures, surface temps, most guides have kind of postponed all their muskie trips, which kind of left me a few days sitting on the couch. Considering a couple guys, you know, only wanted the fish muskies. The other groups, I either had walleye trips or multi-species trips on the books, and a couple groups I was able to switch over and do some multi-species fishing with them. Overall, that's been really good. Crappies are kind of, they're out on fish cribs, suspended, stuff like that. Just crappie scrubs, little beetle spins, things like that. Been doing real good. Largemouth, been wacky rigging, weed edges, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And definitely same thing with all game species, you know, finding the bait, usually find the bass. And sometimes I've found some pretty good schools of largemouth. Northern pike, did a little bit of that. Just chartreuse spinnerbaits, weed edges in the weeds type stuff. Mostly smaller hammer handles on those, but just kind of some people just want some action with some pike. They've never caught them. Walleyes, some lakes has not been good. Other lakes have been very good. Kind of the fish are kind of pulling off the weed edges right now, midsummer, finding a more like sand and rock on most lakes. Picked up a few on weed edges yesterday morning, but definitely vast majority of them kind of vacated there. Even one of the lakes I was fishing, Rock, I mean, I was finding them suspended over deep water around Cisco's and then Rock humps. And even with the high water temperatures, I caught some fish in 8 foot of water.
So, during the day, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was evening, but I mean, okay. They were there. I mean, I caught them last week in the same rock hump, and you know, that was 11 in the morning. It was our last spot we fished. And then yesterday after evening, like, it was my last spot we fished, but we got a couple 22 inches in the slots, and then all the rest were kind of quality 15 to 18 inch walleyes. So we had a 3-man limit yesterday afternoon. The musky side of things, the last trips I did late last week, before it got real hot, swim baits seemed to work. Tried doing a little bit of trolling over some suspended fish that I found that were just a little bit scabby. I didn't get much to bite the day before casting wise. Maybe just get follows. So I was like, okay, the next day I did a little bit of trolling. Couldn't get anything to go. So then the last like 45 minutes we went back to casting. And then we had one bite on a Medusa.
Okay.
And stuff.
Well, you certainly know how to work those. I've known you for a long time, Matt.
Yeah.
Are you focusing all your trips, whether it's musky late last week or the multi-species stuff, on really kind of low light periods just because of the excessive heat? You know, like do pretty early morning trips and then focus on evening?
Yep.
Yeah, that's smart.
I mean, even late last week, we got a big musky after dark too. On clear water, you know, it's kind of getting to that midsummer bite where kind of low light periods are definitely better. So, I mean, I understand people coming up here on their vacations this time of year. A lot of times we're far enough north where we don't really have to worry about hot water every single year. This year we do. So, I mean, yeah. I understand if you're going to get out, just kind of pick your time to get out. Usually, like, daybreak, the water temperatures are just under 80 degrees right now. You know, if you got options to kind of fish longer up here, we do got a pretty good cool down coming early next week. So, you know, obviously, you know, I understand people want to fish for them, just proper handling techniques. Even if you kind of get a small one or you don't need to get a picture or get a bump on it, you know,
Keep it in the net. Don't bring it.
Keep it in the net. Yeah, unhook it. Let it go that way. Or if you need a bump of fish, you know, make sure you wet that bump board, because if you're kind of fishing and the sun's hitting your bump board, you know, that can really crank up in temperature and kind of scald the fish almost at these temperatures.
Yep.
So.
Well, we've got some relief coming, like you mentioned, which is, but it's going to be a few more days before we see some drops in water temps. So, yeah, that's the main thing. You know, a guy could always get on, you know, moving water too. And a lot of people are focusing their efforts on, you know, deep, clear lakes, kind of like what you've been doing. We were talking a little bit before we started here, you know, you're fishing. You know, we don't have huge lakes in this area of the country, but, you know, there's a few 3,000-acre lakes, and some of them are 80-plus feet deep, so they've got some cooler water and offer a little bit of relief that way, and you're still finding fish, so that's great. I mean, one thing I wanted to ask you is about the whole weed bite thing, not just heat of the day, like mid-afternoon, but early mornings. Are you seeing not just muskies, just fish in general, game fish in general, in and around the weeds with this heat? Is it easier targeting them on deeper structure and off deep weed lines? Or is it worth it going out and, you know, I'm like, you know, 5 a.m, right when the sun's coming up and all that, where the water's at its coolest of the day?
Well, I do like midsummer fishing. It does concentrate. It does pull a lot of fish out of kind of like the weeds. They're going to be more on the edge and out, so you can kind of eliminate a lot of structure. You know, like based on most lakes up here, general structure type is weeds. Mm-hmm. So I know I'm not a lot of times fishing into the weeds. I just want to fish the edge. You know, A, water temperature. B, kind of the weeds get pretty thick. Midsummer here, so it just like food availability for them on the bait fish wise, you know, a lot of times it's just too thick for them to feed up in the weeds. So usually midsummer I can kind of eliminate anything weed edge in on that, so that's just kind of the one thing. It's versus like earlier in June, a lot of times when weeds are growing up, a lot of times I'll have the boat on the weed edge casting across the weeds. Now I'm kind of going to probably position my boat 60 to 75 feet off a weed edge and try to land my baits on the edge and work out from there.
It's also a good time to troll, is to find where the bait fish is staged this time of the year. If you've got decent electronics, that's fairly easy to do, especially if you're somewhat familiar with your water, is to, especially if you have the opportunity of looking at that graph on your lake more than one day, because you're going to notice things and pay attention to how high the bait fish is and where there's
baits,
makes it easier to target trolling areas that way.
Yeah, the bait seems to be fairly high still. Thermoclines, 14 to 18 foot deep. So if I'm going out to do some trolling, vast majority of the fish that I've been seeing on my electronics are going to be just right at the thermocline or just above. So I know how far kind of run my baits back to just kind of run them, you know, like the one lake I was on the other evening. You know, every fish that I saw, even though I was trolling, I had the live scope transducer in where you could see where the fish were located at when you're driving around.
Mm-hmm.
Like every single one was sitting at 14 foot down.
Okay. Makes it easier.
Yep.
Yeah. What about live bait for multi-species stuff? How much are you using? And I mean, we're telling people, you know, night crawlers and leeches are obviously a lot easier to keep alive this time of year than using minnows. But are you relying or using a lot of live bait, especially when you're walleye fishing? And some people do with smallmouth too, do really well, especially deep. Or are you using more more artificial stuff when you're guiding?
Fair amount of live bait on the walleyes. I mean, bass, I mean, pretty much 100% artificial. Crappies, 100% artificials right now for me. Walleyes, yeah, definitely a lot of. Usually kind of my rundown is I'll usually put crawlers on a jig and then leeches on a slip bobber is kind of my general way I fish them in the summertime. If you're running into a lot of like little perch bluegills that are biting the back end of your crawler off every other cast, then I'll maybe switch up the jig and put a leech on there. So.
Nice. Okay. Excellent. Can you think of anything else? Any more advice for anybody coming up in the next week? Our bash is Saturday at the Muskie Shop, so we've been really gearing up for that. And I know there's a lot of folks coming up that, you know, plan a vacation around it to do some fishing in the area.
I mean, that's, you know, most fish are not in the shallows anymore. Everything, you know, anything, usually quality panfish on up is going to be out a little bit deeper in this mid-summertime temperature.
Excellent. Matt, thanks for coming in. I'll finish up with a little weather report and forecast and look at the moon data. And I appreciate you coming in. And if folks want to contact you, how will they do that?
You can shoot me a call or a text at 715-347-4868.
You got a few guide trips open this summer yet?
Yep, I got openings all the way through the end of October.
Okay. Give him a call, folks. He's awesome. Appreciate it, Matt. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jerry.
Let's take a look at the weather. As I said at the start of this podcast, we had some amazing 95-degree days the last few days. It's Wednesday morning right now. Today's supposed to be 86. Thursday, 86. Friday, 83. Hopefully, we get some rain and thunderstorms. They are forecasted with at least a, you know, like a 50-50 shot of that. We need the rain, and we need some relief with this weather. Saturday, bash day at the Muskie Shop. Looking sunny, high of 81. Sunday, 86. Monday, 84, but 56 at night. So it looks like the actual impactful cold front will go through sometime Monday. And Tuesday, yes, 71, low of 51. So big weather change coming. Let's look at the forecasted, with all the moon data here we got coming up. Majors for tomorrow, Thursday, 2:11 p.m. to 4:11 p.m. Minor during the day, 7:30 to 8:30. For Friday, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. is the major. Minor is 8:47 a.m. to 9:47 a.m. For Saturday, major 3:47 p.m. to 5:47 p.m. Minor 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And in case you're interested, it's an 18% waxing moon phase. Whew, that's some good stuff right there. How about Sunday, 4:31 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. is the major. The minor is 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. Next Monday, 5:15 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. is the major. Minor, 12:30 to 1:30, roughly. And let's wrap up with next Tuesday, which is the 21st of July. Major, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Minor, 1:34 p.m. to 2:34 p.m. with a waxing 40% moon phase. Hello. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll have another guest next week. Catch you next Wednesday.